welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business podcast show. Coach James Shorty, aka Shorty. And remember to subscribe when you see that button pop up so you can get the latest episodes straight into your inbox. So welcome to another edition. And it's an honor and a privilege to have this amazing woman with us today. She is a mover and shaker within the industry. She is the amazing Rosie Medel from Elders Lifestyle Group in the Camden Haven offices. Wow. Let's find out a little bit more. I'm going to go through her rap sheet because it's an amazing rap sheet and what she does in relations to juggle home and business. And she's so successful in both those areas. To know how to do something well is to enjoy it. And there's no doubt that Rosie's heart calling is in real estate because she absolutely loves it and is a genius at matching people to property. Proud to be part of an award-winning team, Rosie Medel has been working in the real estate industry for over 13 years, ensuring clients receive exceptional service and sound advice all the way from search to settlement. Recognized as 2021's number one home loan referrer in New South Wales and ACT within the Elders Group, Rosie is dedicated to keeping her clients informed and advised on every aspect of the purchase. A licensed real estate agent and experienced landlord, buyer, and seller herself, it was a natural progression for Rosie to follow her dreams into a career where her experience and knowledge could be a substantial difference to the lifestyle and the property goals of buyers. Rosie's in-depth understanding of the local region combined with her exceptional interpersonal skills makes her the perfect fit for her role as an agent in the Camden Haven team at Elders. Doing what you love is the cornerstone to having the abundance in your life, and working within the Elders Lifestyle Group has given me the opportunity to focus on my professional growth and strength, says Rosie. By utilizing my firsthand experience in property investing, I find it very extremely rewarding to provide the buyer community with a specialized VIP level of a service, she says. As a wife and a busy mum to two teenage boys, Rosie understands how important it is to remove all the frustration points when purchasing a property. Everyone's time is valuable, and all purchasers deserve the whole process to be a seamless and a rewarding one. Rosie makes the most of her leisure time enjoying the great outdoors with her family and is held high regard, not only to be by those closer to her, but also by her clients who consistently provide rave reviews. Let's get her on the show. Rosie, thank you so much for joining us. I'll just get you to come off mute and let's have a chat. How exciting. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for asking me to come. Well, that was a bit of a wrap.
It's a wrap, right? I love it. So 13 years in the industry, right? What was obviously the natural progression from you, but what was life before real estate? What were you doing before then?
Well, I've done a lot of things. I started out as a hairdressing apprentice from 16 to 21 when I had to stop because I had rheumatoid arthritis, so I had to have some operations. From there, I just did a lot of retail management and then became a mum. So just continued on with the retail until I came into real estate in 2010.
Love it. Fantastic. And I guess coming from that transition of retail and obviously hairdressing, like there is that customer focus, customer centric viewpoint of, you know, really understanding customer needs, customer wants, and then guiding them through that process. And obviously some, you know, you've had that success in your real estate career to date, which has been phenomenal. So tell me about, you know, what are you noticing out in the market for the moment? What are you noticing out there in the regional market of where you guys are at the moment? What are you noticing?
Yeah, in the Camden Haven, it's starting to pick up a little bit. It's pretty steady, but we're seeing a lot more buyers out there. The buyer journey was around 6 weeks, and that's certainly shortening. There's some more listings coming on the market. You know, the old spring has sprung, which you'll love to say. But yeah, there's a little bit more hype around properties and, you know, just getting the deal done now, whereas before it would just sit there and linger for that little bit longer.
Yeah, okay, great. And where do you see going, I guess, over the next 6 to 12 months? I mean, there's no crystal ball, I know, and we don't know interest rates and all that kind of stuff. But what are you seeing as potential could be over the next 6 to 12 months?
12 months is a hard one. I definitely think 3 to 6 months is probably more of my crystal ball. So, you know, 3 months, I think, you know, lots of people will be coming off their fixed interest rates. So I think there will be a lot more financial hardship there with properties coming on the market. But I think by March next year, I think everything will start to balance out. People will start to get their finances sorted. Property market will, you know, balance out. And I just think that by then everything should be steady and we'll have a good market here in the Camden Haven.
Love it. Love it. And so from that, then obviously you guys are in the Lifestyle Group have got a good team around you. What do you notice within the industry outside of the group? What are you noticing, you know, that those other, the people that may be doing well, and what are you noticing those others that aren't doing well? What are some of the industry news that you're seeing and hearing out there at the moment?
Well, I think I can only speak for what we do, and I think what we do is well. Compared to a lot of other agents in our area, we do open homes, you know, on a weekend. Just the Camden Haven team alone would have 25 open homes between us all. So we're meeting anywhere up to 150, 100 buyers on just one day on Saturday. So we've got that. And then we've got the other, you know, offices right up to Brunswick Heads. We've got vendors looking to relocate down to this area or vice versa. There's that little bit of a team environment that we can work with. And that's something that I think here in the Camden Haven we do really well, is we like to look after and cross-sell our properties here. And if, you know, if Andy's got a property that my buyers, you know, might like, it's not, you know, oh, that's Andrew's property, we can't go show you that. It's all open here. And, I just think that that's what we do well for elders.
I love it. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Where do you see... Obviously, there's been a massive transition within the industry over the last, say, 12 to 24 months with, you know, technology and things like that. Where do you see the industry, if at all, moving in different directions? Or do you see the introduction of new things over the next 6 to 12 months in relation to the industry?
I already think that Elders Lifestyle Group is pretty equipped with all their digital programming, training, everything, because, you know, if there's something out there, we're trained in it, we get offered it and things like that. I'm not really quite sure where it will go to, but I think if something new comes, we'll definitely try it, because we like to be the new age digital agent, but then also offer various old school ways as well.
Yeah, love it. Now, you got a busy life, right? You're running real estate. You're running two teenage boys that are growing up so quickly. Mm-hmm. how do you manage it with your calendar management? How do you manage your days and weeks? What are you finding that works well for you?
On a week to week basis, that's as far as I can go. On a Sunday, I sent my commitment email to Dave and Jake. That makes me sit down and put my list of things together that I'm going to do personally or within the business. And I try to really keep accountable to that. I get to about Thursday and I start thinking, what haven't I done? What have I done? And I also think that it lets, you know, Dave and Jake also know that, you know, if my husband's away or the kids are playing sports somewhere, that I might not be available or, you know, in the office, but I'm certainly here, you know, doing my job.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because that, as you said, it sort of sets that week up, doesn't it? When you sit down and take the time to do that commitment email and you map out, okay, so what is coming up, both, you know, what's going on at home, what's going on at work, what's going for me personally, you know, different things, that allows you to have that plan for the week. And that's what I love, what you do and how you do that, because that then gives you that focus for that week of diary management and planning, so you can be the most effective in all those different aspects. So what's some exciting things coming up for you? What's you got any projects that you're working on, or some amazing properties that you're working on? What's that coming up for you in the short little while?
I have an exciting auction coming up in 2 weeks. That's pretty exciting. So that's here in Bonnie Hill. So that will be good to get sold.
Yep.
This year, I'm just going to go full guns to Christmas, and then I'd like to take a break over the Christmas period with my family, so I can come back stronger and more zen at the beginning of next year, and then work hard. We've just booked a trip to Thailand in April, so there's a nice gap there for us to be able, me to be able to have a good, 5 months running and get into it.
I love that. Fantastic. You do that work, but also have that reward. So you're working towards something, which is fantastic.
Like a bit of a sprint.
Yeah, totally right. I love it. I love it. So we have on the show, we have our 60-second quiz where we ask some personal questions about you. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. What's your favorite movie?
Notebook.
Oh, I love it. Bring the tissues for that one. Favorite food?
I like a good risotto. Doesn't matter which risotto, but I like a good risotto.
Nice. Okay, cool. Favorite holiday destination?
Where I would want to go or where I have been. I'd love to go to Canada.
Okay.
And favorite place where I have been would have to be, I think New Zealand would be up there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Do you have a morning routine?
Yeah, wake up. I'd like to set my day up and go to the gym. Doesn't happen all the time, depending on the day, but if I go to the gym in the morning, my day just seems so much more seamless. Go home, get the household ready, kids off to school, and then not off to school, they get themselves these days, but like to get in the office around 8 o'clock and set up my day. It's a bit quieter in the office and things like that. And then,
fantastic. Yeah. Great. And then into it. And then what about an evening routine? Do you have an evening routine?
Most afternoons are school sports. Mm-hmm. So either myself or Matt will be driving the kids around to sports. I shouldn't say kids because they're not kids, but they are mine. And then we always have a family sit-down dinner. That's a pretty big priority in my household. So if we're all home, whoever's home sits down at the table. And then, Netflix, zen out. Nothing really a routine, but it's just pretty casual.
I love that. And so important to have those family dinners because it's a nice, everyone's so busy. It's just a beautiful way to connect and just to touch base and catch up with everyone. That's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. It's very important.
Love that. Do you have a most embarrassing moment?
One that pops to mind is when I was younger, we went to a grand final, my sister and I. I grew up in Bellingen and it was a grand final and we were both walking up the grandstand and one of the balls was kicked and everyone yelled out to my sister, "Look out, Linda!" And it just came full ball, hit me on the head. Everyone at the grand final just looked and, it's pretty embarrassing. I think I was at like 14, so at that age where everything's embarrassing.
Everything's just like, just blowing
they're,
up.
They're all looking at me.
If you could choose five inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be dead or alive.
One would definitely be my good friend Carly Townsend. She is a real estate agent at the Gold Coast, so she's definitely one of my inspos. I would love to actually get Dave Gray and Carly in the same room. That would be very interesting. Other than that, I don't really have someone that I inspire to. My main one is my good friend Carly, who I look up to, who actually gave me inspiration to go into sales and things like that. So,
nice. Beautiful, beautiful. And if you were prime minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
I would change, I don't know if it's the bill or what it is, but I definitely do more financial support to children, mental health. It's just not out there. It's not good enough where it is and it just needs to be dealt with quickly.
Beautiful. Fantastic. And do you have a best piece of advice?
Treat others how you want to be treated.
Very nice. Very nice. And so how can the audience get in contact with you? Where can they, you know, follow your journey, reach out?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Rosie Modell Real Estate and on Facebook at Rosie Modell Real Estate. So pretty easy to find me.
Excellent. Any final words of wisdom as we come to a close?
No, I just want to thank you for asking me to come on the podcast today. I really thought I'd struggle with it, but you've made it really easy. So thank you.
Absolute pleasure. You smashed it. Rosie, thank you for your time. Thank you for your words of wisdom. Thank you for your energy. Really appreciate it. Guys, follow Rosie. Check her journey out. Absolutely amazing agent doing amazing things. Once again, thank you for your time.
Thank you.